let me tell you, our first story tonight is one that should be on the front cover of every single news outlet in the world. The COVID injections have been hit by a new bombshell, with a top law professor labeling them as weapons of mass destruction. Dr. Francis Boyle, a Harvard-trained professor and the architect of the 1989 Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act, which was unanimously approved by both House of the US Congress and signed into law by President Bush, has issued an affidavit declaring COVID-19 mRNA injections as biological weapons and weapons of mass destruction. This was first reported by Dr. Joseph Sansone. Dr. Boyle's affidavit, which was submitted as part of an emergency petition for a writ of mandamus in Florida, argues that the distribution of COVID-19 injections violates several statutes, including the US Code on Biological Weapons and Florida's statutes on weapons and firearms. This petition, aimed squarely at Governor Ron DeSantis and Attorney General Ashley Moody, calls for an immediate halt to the distribution of these injections in Florida and demands the confiscation of existing vaccine supplies. According to Dr. Sansone, the original emergency petition for a writ of mandamus was filed on March 3, 2024 in the Florida Supreme Court. It was later transferred to the Circuit Court in Leon County on March 20th. And after the circuit court dismissed the case on April 9th, it moved to the appellate court. The appellate brief was filed on Memorial Day, May 27th, 2024. Dr. Boyle, one of the world's leading legal experts on biological weapons, has added considerable weight to the case with his affidavit. The case already boasts a substantial body of evidence provided in the writ of mandamus, including affidavits from both med legal advisor and biotech analyst Karen Kingston and Dr. Anna Mahicha. According to Dr. Sansone, the pleadings claim that the distribution of these injections violates several laws, including, and we'll just read you the highlights, biological weapons laws, federal crime of treason, domestic terrorism, murder and genocide, Florida Drugs and Cosmetic Act, fraud, accessory after the fact, and Florida medical consent law. Dr. Boyle's signed affidavit reads, pursuant to 28 U.S.C. 1746, I, Francis A. Boyle, declare under penalty of perjury that the statements contained herein are true and correct to the best of my knowledge. He then goes on to list his credentials, professor of international law at the University of Illinois College of Law, also an A.B., 1971 in political science from the University of Chicago, then a JD degree magna cum laude from Harvard Law School, and he is a PhD in political science from Harvard University. He says, I've advised numerous international bodies in the areas of human rights, war crimes and genocide, nuclear policy and biowarfare. In 1985, I publicly called for and then drafted the U.S. domestic implementing legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention, known as the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, that was approved unanimously by both houses of the U.S. Congress and signed into law by President George H.W. Bush with the approval of the United States Department of Justice. He references his book on biowarfare and terrorism there. He says, it is my expert opinion that COVID-19 nanoparticle injections or mRNA nanoparticle injections or COVID-19 injections meet the criteria of biological weapons and weapons of mass destruction according to Biological Weapons 18 U.S.C. 175, Weapons and Firearms. And the rest of the reference is there. The Gateway Pundit also previously reported that the Florida Supreme Court approved Governor Ron DeSantis' request to impanel a grand jury to investigate COVID injection manufacturers. This bombshell also follows an historic ruling just this past week by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that the mRNA COVID-19 injection is not a vaccine under traditional medical definitions. Needless to say, the dam has broken and more people are starting to call these injections what they actually are, biological weapons and, per Dr. Francis Boyle, weapons of mass destruction. And now a message from our sponsor, The Wellness Company. Everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where The Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and a bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to help keep you and your family safe. Go to twc.health/blackout today and order. That's twc.health/blackout and use promo code blackout to save 10%.